This is the Seabed Daily Text. Combating evil instead of trying to explain it. James 5:10-12. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brothers, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth, or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. Consider this. On the one hand, James comes off like a prize fighter. He's mastered the art of jab, 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 and then the right hook you never saw coming. On the other hand, he can work with the deftness of a skilled trial lawyer. For instance, as he continues his exhortation about not taking revenge and waiting on the Lord's judgment, he calls the proverbial surprise witness, Job. And Job turns out to be not only a surprise, but a star witness. It's like he's saying to the little band of weary Christians in Jerusalem, "So you think you've got it bad? You think you are dealing with some pretty big injustices? Your Honor, the prosecution would like to call Job to the witness stand." He could have called Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, or any number of prophets who took their share of undeserved scorn and persecution. Not James. James presents the worst case scenario, the worst of the worst apparent injustices in the history of injustices. In case you're new to Job, through no fault of his own, he lost his 7 sons, 3 daughters, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and all of his servants in the span of a single day. If that weren't enough, he next came down with something between skin cancer and shingles. And to top it all off, his good friends showed up and castigated him with blame for the situation for days on end. Why Job? Because Job patiently suffered it all without losing faith in God. Job took the long view. To be sure, Job protested. He cried out in frustration and angst. But through it all, he never let go of God, because he knew God would never let go of him. James isn't sitting around asking, why do bad things happen to good people? In fact, this question that so wrecks the faith of so many people today is not even asked in Scripture, much less answered. Of course bad things happen to good people. In a world as corrupt and fallen as ours has become, something bad is going to happen to someone good every single day. Through the course of history, the followers of Jesus have spent far more time combating evil than trying to explain it. The last thing a person can afford to do in the midst of a dark trial is give up on God. James reminds us to take the long view. Don't be afraid to cry out to God in angst and even anger. Lament and grieve in his presence, but never, ever give up. Never, ever let go. Remind yourself that the judge stands at the door. No matter how bad you have it, Job had it worse. Finally, we need to be reminded that patience in the face of suffering is not somehow giving in or resigning oneself to circumstances. Patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is a deep, inward, supernatural disposition that arises from abandoning oneself to God in the midst of the trial. The prayer. God our Father, I want to be a real Christian. Only you can hold me together when everything else is falling apart. Train my disposition to ask not why me, but why not me? Let hard times and trials teach me perseverance and even joy because of how close it draws me to you. Let me learn from James, Job, Jesus, and anyone else who has walked this hard trail. In Jesus' name, amen. The questions. Has it ever occurred to you to consider Job in the midst of a difficult trial or season of loss in your life? Number two, how much have you struggled with the "why do bad things happen to good people" question? What would it mean to take more of a posture of combating evil than struggling with the injustice of it? And number three, how about patience in the face of hardship and suffering? Are you ready for a patience that comes from a deeper place than your own inner efforts? Have you witnessed this Holy Spirit-infused patience in another person in a difficult trial? What do you observe about them? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.